Messages from the simulated computer appear in the console window when an assembly language program that is running in simulation writes to the simulated monitor. If a real MIPS computer were running, you would see the same messages on a real monitor. Messages from the simulator are anything that the simulator needs to write to the user of the simulator. These are error messages, prompts, and reports. Now that the simulator is running, you need to assemble and load a program. Depending on the settings of the simulator, there already may be some machine instructions in simulated memory. These instructions assist in running the program. If you start the simulator from the simulator menu, this code will run, but it will be caught in an infinite loop. To stop it, click on Simulator, then Break. A source file in assembly language or in any programming language is the text file that contains programming language statements created, usually, by a human programmer. An editor like Notepad will work to create it. You will probably want to use a better editor, but as common ground I'll use Notepad. I actually use CodeGenie by Dolbysoft, but any text editor will be fine. Use whatever editor you use to create Java or your usual programming language.